This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty, what's going on? How are you? Company alive for the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Tiki and Tierney here on a very snowy day in the Northeast. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, so snow along the eastern seaboard, rain out in Southern California. Sam Darnold aced that test. And by the way, Mike, what's the percentage? Can you update the poll here before we get to Richard Sherman? Chipper Jones, by the way, hour number three coming up, which is sweet. Baseball, eight days away.
Is it 8 days away? God, it went quick.
Oof. Cannot wait. First time in, what did I read? First time ever that all 30 teams are starting on the same day. Usually, you know, back in the day, the Reds would have the, like, the symbolic, this is going back to the 70s and even into the 80s and 90s, they'd have a parade, and certainly before that. And the Reds would historically get the first game for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then it would kind of trickle in. You'd kind of stagger it. So you'd almost like the NCAA tournament. Some teams play Thursday, some Friday.
Yeah. Who has the opening day in New York? Is it Mets or is it
the
Yankees?
The Mets open up.
Are they gone?
The Mets are. I believe the Mets are at City against St. Louis.
So the Yankees aren't here then.
I don't think the Mets are at Busch. I think the Cards are coming here.
Yeah. Now they wouldn't do that though, would they? It happens very
rarely during the regular season. Mm-hmm. Almost never on opening day.
Yankees are in Toronto.
No, I mean
saying having both opening days in New York on the same day. That'd be tough.
Yeah, it's scheduled. You know, yeah. They avoid that.
Yeah.
Mike, how's the poll? But how's the poll looking here? Is it slanting one way?
It's the first time I've been asked that question
in a while, right?
It says 62% say yeah, lock in Sam Darnold as the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 13 interceptions against Pac-12 competition doesn't inspire confidence.
Yeah, who would you take first?
Let's not forget though,
all these quarterbacks have warts and to go number one with one of these guys,
but let's not forget Jameis Winston was the same way. Jameis Winston threw what, 17?
And Jameis Winston's never won more than 9 games.
True.
I love Jameis, but there's just something missing with Jameis. He's too erratic. He's up and down.
Well, the problem,
I think it's called the defense, to be fair.
Well,
to
that
the Bucks
too, but Jameis,
but he was a little erratic.
Jameis is very similar to, or I should say, because he came first, Sam Darnold is very similar to Jameis Winston, is that he believes he can make every throw. Mm-hmm. I remember Rondé telling me that when the first year that he was scouted. He's like, this kid thinks he's Brett Favre, right? He thinks he can fit in every window. He feels like, if things go to crap, I can just make a great throw downfield. Someone's going to come up and grab it, which is great until it's not. And 3 years in, he still hasn't changed those propensities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Sam Darnold more apt to change than Jameis Winston? Who knows? Mm-hmm. That's something you have to evaluate as a scout, someone who gets to know him, as a coach who gets inside his head and is he coachable? Can we tell him not to do this and then him actually not do it? Because they tell Jameis not to do
but
it.
But he seems coachable, Jameis.
He is, but he's still, when he gets panicked. I forget what game it was. It was late in the season.
Was it the Pats game on Thursday night where they came up short at the end? Remember they were moving the ball?
No, it wasn't that. It was different one. He grossly underperformed, and it was because he was doing things like getting ready to get sacked, and he should just take the sack. But he's like, oh, I can make this throw. Pulls the ball out, fumbles, turnover going the other way. And it ends up costing you games.
Yep.
Right, those are the type of things that you do in college, like Sam Darnold did last year in college. Ball security, not just interceptions, but fumbling as well. And Jameis hasn't grown out of them yet. And you hope that this year is finally the year. But if you're looking at Sam Darnold, those are the things you look at, right? Can I coach him out of making those bad quarterback decisions that end up losing football games?
Okay, all right. So 61% say, yep, lock it in. Darnold's the guy based on his pro day, and obviously based on what you
already knew.
Thought about him going in. I just bring that up because, and then we get to Richard Sherman, but for so many candidates, and most of them viable. I mean, we could do an hour on why Josh Rosen should go first,
right?
Why Josh Allen should go first. Maybe not quite an hour on Baker Mayfield, but maybe a good 40 minutes why Baker Mayfield could or should go first, even though we don't think he will. But, at this point, it's almost like just reducing
the blemishes. Give yourself the best percentage. Remember Tiger Woods said the other day, just wasn't committed to that shot on 16.
Yeah.
And that's it's almost like just be committed to the pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way you become committed to the pick is to identify, and this is kind of basic stuff, but it's hard in some sense. Identify the good, identify the bad, and then really identify what you simply cannot live with.
Yeah.
And when you do that, probably Darnold.
Yeah, and you got to know the guy. You got to know him.
Yeah,
that's
well,
why
he's gonna win. He's a good kid. They're
well,
all good
of course.
Kids, I think
we met him.
Although a lot of people say Rosen's not, which I think is unfair.
I don't know. Right. We didn't get a chance to meet him, so you can't make a snap judgment. I can't make a snap judgment
neither.
For someone I've never had a conversation with.
Yeah,
but that's why Jimmy Haslam was there, the owner of the Browns. That's why Hugh Jackson was there, and I'm sure the quarterback coach was, I'm sure, there, and some other scouts were there out in USC today to see his pro day. Because you got to know the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Before you think you can change him, you got to know who he is.
Okay.
So that's
all
why
right.
They're out there.
Well, Teague, let's get to this here. So Richard Sherman, pretty interesting suit as he was introduced to the San Francisco, the Bay Area media.
Got
out
that
there.
One quick.
Yeah. Did he borrow that from like a 90s Yo MTV Raps video?
Know,
that
man.
Thing was hideous, man.
It was.
And I'm all about style and pushing the envelope. That's an ugly look. Huh? You know what? He's too old to wear that.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
If he's 23, okay.
It's funny because I remember when Jim Fossil, I think it was probably our second year, he didn't do it right away. He made us start dressing up to travel. Yeah. We're on a business trip, so you got to wear a suit. And these guys would come in with these like...
The zoot suits,
1960s. And I'd be like... And they were new. It wasn't like they borrowed it from Pops or
no,
something.
No.
These were like brand new, custom, whatever. I'd look at these guys and be like, where are you ever going to wear that ever again?
Very
I don't know how much it cost you.
Yep.
And it doesn't even matter, really. You're making an NFL money. But still, when are you ever going to wear that again other than right now?
Yeah.
And most of them didn't have an answer.
Yeah, it's... But here's the thing. A lot of these kids, they get drafted.
Yeah.
Of course, I had to pay for mine. But I had a guy, when I first started doing TV in New York locally a while back, I'm like, I gotta step up the suit game. So Lep, our agent, put me in touch with a guy, Wally Zerbiak's guy, based in Ohio, wound up coming in, fit me, and I wound up getting about five or six suits. And I kind of made a similar mistake. I was a little bit too bold with stripes and pinstripes. I'm like, wow.
It's because TV fools you with stripes, man. It messes with your eye.
A little bit.
You gotta be aware of what it looks like on TV.
I know. I wasn't looking at TV. I was just like, how am I going to look when I walk into the restaurant? But I had to pay for it. But my point is, a lot of these young draft picks, they'll throw you a bone. Hey, here's a couple of suits. Come do business with me down the road. So they may not have even paid for those suits.
True, true.
And look at it, some of them, that's probably better off if they did.
Yeah, you're right.
So the suit was okay. The Achilles is on the mend, but his verbal game is always on point. Listen to what Sherman said about how the NFLPA could investigate Eric Reed, who, by the way, still not signed yet. He's not a top five safety. He's certainly a top 10 safety. And here's Sherman on that. All right, Teague, what do you think, buddy?
I think this is a little bit baiting into a headline. Now, Eric Reed is a very good player.
You mean a leading question? No, they never do that.
Well, that and then obviously Richard Sherman giving an answer that he knew was going to generate a headline.
Mm.
Richard Sherman's not stupid.
No.
Eric Reed is a good player, really good player. Fresh for his rookie season, he was unbelievable. I think he had 75 or so tackles, four or five interceptions. He was a difference maker. Made a Pro Bowl, I think, even as a rookie. Second year, he went through a bad slump. Now, he's going into his fifth year now, and he's had a bunch of up-and-down years, especially the last three. He's missed nine games over the last two seasons. And more importantly, he's become – he didn't start this way, but he's become a tweener. And what I mean by tweener is he a safety or is he a linebacker? Now, a lot of that is scheme-wise. A lot of that is coaching. He was on the verge of losing his job for inconsistencies, and so he got moved into the box to play that Will Weakside linebacker, which is genius for a big safety who likes to hit and can cover, and he's fast, he's athletic, because the running back game and the tight end game has evolved so much quicker than linebackers have that you need a big safety.
Makes
right?
sense.
You see all kinds of – we talk about Tyrann Mathieu doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What's the kid from the Falcons, Buchanan? He was a tweener-type player. That ultimately thrived at a linebacker. And so I think the reason he's not signed is not because he was the first and consistent player to continue to take a knee in the anthem protest. That's what Richard Sherman was alluding to, by the way. It's more because it's not evolved, but it's not devolved either. It's like he transitioned into this tweener position, this tweener type player who a lot of teams don't know where what he is, right? And you couple that with the fact that he missed a bunch of games over the last 2 years, he's going to be a late signee. You know, has nothing to do. You can't sit here and tell me that there's collusion going on, that just because he was a protesting with Colin Kaepernick that NFL GMs or scouts are not going to sign him. I think there's other circumstances that point to why he hasn't been signed. And by the way, free agency's only been about a week and a half. It's not like we're getting ready to start training camp. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like we're even getting ready to start OTAs. Hell, they don't even have the draft yet.
And Dominican Sue hasn't signed yet.
Exactly.
I mean, Dominican
Sue was the man. So, yeah. He was for a while.
There you go.
But he's not anymore. Yeah. But he was the man. He made a ton of money.
He was.
So pump your brakes on this. You know, we're going to have a NFLPA meeting with the league.
Getting tired of hearing this from Sherman. Can you play anymore,
Rich? My point is,
can you play anymore? Can you run?
He's baiting the headline because Richard Sherman knows how to bait the headline.
He's not a dumb guy, that's for sure. I don't think Deion Sanders is dumb, but he certainly didn't come across as too smart. Deion Sanders, you
uninformed.
Check this out.
Uninformed.
Yeah, that's a better word, a better way to phrase it. So I know we'll get to this more in the blast, but he was on Twitter, and I guess Kevin Byard, the safety for the Titans,
good player,
who had 8 picks, by the way, very
quietly.
Good player.
Nobody knew who Kevin Byard was,
but he's ranked highly in Pro Football
no
Focus.
Doubt about
if you
it.
Look at those studies,
no
you know who he is. He's played at a small school, Middle Tennessee, not a first round guy. I think it's a second day guy.
Yeah, and when you watch the Titans, you don't talk about their defense.
No, you don't.
You talk about Derrick Henry. You talk about Marcus Mariota. Hell, you talk about Delanie Walker more than you do anybody on the defensive side of the ball.
Even some of their offensive linemen.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you're Deion Sanders and you get paid to talk about the NFL and you played cornerback, I mean, that's like a starting pitcher on the Major League Baseball Network not knowing a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a different role, but it's the same staff.
Yeah, right.
Deion, come on, man.
Yeah.
And even worse, the way he goes at him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, Byard called him out, what did he say? Okay, here's Byard's tweet.
Yeah. Well, he's talking. First of all, Deion's talking about Tyrann Mathieu.
Yep.
And saying he's the best safety in the NFL. And Byard has an issue with it.
And Kevin Byard tweeted directly, verified account, and he included Deion. And the hashtag, I need answers, nice. He goes, how do you make this statement not include the two first-team AP All-Pro safeties? And, he fires it off.
Yeah,
he's probably
which was,
waiting.
By the way, him and Harrison Smith.
Bingo. Deion writes back. Oh, Deion. He goes, you're looking at who writers tell you who's the best. I know which players and former players feel is the best. I rest my case. You continue to be a fan, and I will continue being the man.
He didn't make a case, though, by the way. He rested his case, but he didn't make one.
You can't look worse, at least in the context of that kind of an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you're woefully uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
Not even misinformed, uninformed.
Uninformed.
And then you ended up as only Deion would, and I'm going to continue being the man. What a clown tweet. What a clown tweet that is.
Say you were hacked. Deion, say you were hacked.
You know what he should say? And I'm going to give Deion a little out here. You know, and I'll do maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks, I'll do Ask BT.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, on my account, kids are down, pour myself a little scotch, a little give and go with the fans. And I'll quote tweet, and I'll answer. I'll probably take the top 20, whatever, all ranging topics. And, sometimes you'll see a verified check, but usually it's not a verified check that's tweeting at me for a question.
Yeah.
It's a fan.
Yeah.
To leave the door open a little for Deion, is it possible that he didn't look at the name?
Maybe.
I mean, that's maybe. Actually somewhat plausible.
Maybe.
Now, has Deion Sanders since retreated and apologized?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Because I could see if you're in the middle of an exchange, Q&A,
and by the way, Byard that went after Deion. It was a lot of people. the replies to Deion was, deep. And so he probably just grabbed one and went after it. Yeah,
and didn't
maybe
see the check.
Maybe.
That's a possibility.
Maybe.
Still doesn't look good, though.
Probably not.
Oh, good. All right, so think about all the poignant images this time of the year. Buzzer beaters, coaches, hugging and tears shed for seniors who are, leaving school, playing their final minutes as a collegian if they get bounced, whatever, cutting down nets and all the stuff that the amazing March Madness entails. Well, CBS is catching heat for certain images that have forever been a part of the picture. And you and I could discuss whether or not the heat is accurate or it's just a little bit over the top, unnecessary. We'll get to that coming up. Chipper Jones, third hour as well. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, welcome back here, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. It is a Wednesday. It is snowing big time here in the Northeast.
At least the roads don't look like they're getting too pounded right now.
They do a good job of that. I mean, geez, do we pay enough taxes? If they don't put salt in, if they don't plow,
you're right.
Then we got to move.
Yeah, but the problem is they end up plowing potholes the size of your tire.
That's true. That is a real problem in the Northeast.
I've hit so many. My tires haven't gone yet this winter, but I feel like every year I'm this close to getting a rim damage.
I was going
to
say, you're lucky if the tire is the brunt of the damage, you start getting your rims bent.
You're right.
I hear you. All right. So, next hour, Chipper Jones, which will be sweet. Braves Hall of Famer, of course, and that's coming up at 5:20 Eastern. It's 23 minutes past the hour now, so a little bit inside of 1 hour. The Blast as well. And finally, a tweaking and a complete recalibration of the catch rule. Oh, I think it's going to be a much more enjoyable football season coming up.
Let's hope so.
I think it's going to be, but we'll talk about it for sure. Let's talk about this now. All right, so full disclosure, we know this gentleman. He's part of our family, obviously. Let's talk about Harold Bryant. There was an article today. Did you see this in the New York Post? All right, Andrew Marchand, who used to be with ESPN and now took over the Post, and seems poised to maybe take over for Phil Mushnick, who seemingly has written the same article for 20 straight years now. The uniforms are too dark. The players celebrate too much. Basically writes the same thing every week and still gets paid. It's amazing. But anyway, Andrew is really good. I think he does a really good job. And he's with the Post. But he ran a piece, I don't know if I agree with this piece, where he caught up with CBS executive producer Harold Bryant. And Harold defended the network's practice of showing crying children at the end of NCAA tournament games. Here's Harold's quote. Quote, "It's part of the drama and the storytelling of the event," Bryant said. "It is part of the emotion of the tournament. They're all part of the story, all the people in the arena. We try to strike the proper balance, the good and the bad, and we try to strike that proper balance as we tell the story of the tournament," end quote. Now, I guess the complaint is now in the world of social media, kids are, I don't know if they're being bullied, but if you go viral on social media, you know, you walk into the classroom, you walk into the gym, you see Joey crying like a little baby last night on TV.
Now, a lot of this is media. A lot of this is social media backlash against the crying kids and things of that nature.
Yes, but social
media. I was just telling BT. Yeah, social media. I agree.
Mainstream. It is what it is.
Of course it is. But again, social media is what? Now maybe 10% of the population, so it's not.
It's got to be more than that. I know that 3 years ago you said about 7%. It's got to be more than that. We'll put it this way: in our business, it's probably about 80%.
No doubt.
I don't know
about
anybody that's not. It's probably 100%.
No doubt about it. But is your mom on Twitter?
No. But she does watch the show.
So does my mom.
Yeah, of course.
When she's not working, she is. My mom's not on Twitter.
No, neither is mine. My mom's on Facebook.
Of course, Facebook.
Well,
is not where vitriol comes. Facebook, you're identified. There's no anonymity.
Although during the election, there was a lot of it. That's where I said, bye-bye, have fun debating amongst yourselves.
Did you see all the stuff Facebook is getting into now, the trouble that Facebook is in?
I saw a headline within the past few days. Refresh my memory. What was it again?
It was, I'm forgetting the name of the, Cambridge Analytica. It was a scandal that was on Facebook.
Yes.
And Mark Zuckerberg today said, I started Facebook. At the end of the day, I'm responsible.
Yeah, he is.
So this is, that could get ugly. Anyways.
End of the day, social media goes away, I won't mind. I never will. I honestly wouldn't mind.
You're right.
It's more bad than good.
My point is, though, on Facebook, you're generally identified. Mostly people are identified.
Correct.
And you want to be identified.
No doubt.
Right? I'm sharing pictures of my kids. Yep. I want to see what BT's dressing up for Halloween.
Big Bird this year.
Exactly.
Big Bird this year. The Tin Man the year before.
Exactly. Well, Darth Vader three years ago was badass. That was a cool one.
That was sweet.
But on Twitter, there's a lot of anonymity.
Uh-huh.
And things just come flying from everywhere. And you unless there's a check there, it could be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes kids, you're right, in their little social circles get harassed, badly harassed by anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You could get a C on your test. And you get harassed on social media. Now, if you get caught crying because you're a Virginia fan, and who knows? BT and I were just talking about this when we went into the break. A lot of these crying faces are probably like family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or coaches' kids, or someone who's really tight to the organization. So they're taking it personal, like very personally. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Or the brother of one of the players.
Exactly, because the one they just showed up in Virginia, the kid had on a Kyle Guy shirt. So maybe it was his brother. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has siblings or not. But I don't mind it because I do think it's part of the emotional fabric of sport.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sometimes you're elated. And when you're showing UMBC, the fans and family of that side, they're going crazy. Bonkers. But there has to be the juxtaposition. That's what sports is. There's the highs and the lows, and to be able to capture that in a profound way, I think it's compelling. It's television. It's real drama. It's reality television, and but without the fakeness that we get from actual reality television.
The emotion of the tournament is what makes the tournament unique
100%.
And incredibly special.
Agreed.
And without it, I don't want to say it just becomes another event, but it kind of blends in and would take on a far more, you know, benign, neutral existence.
I also think it's part of college sports, right? There's just more of an intimate connection with college sports.
No doubt.
It's your alma mater, right?
Or you want to go there.
Or you want to go there. Yep. Or it's like D-Cell, who just loves Miami. And you just, you know what I mean? You just feel connected. Like you gravitate to
it.
Now, and it's different with pro sports, because unless you grew up like right next to that team or in the city of that team, it's really hard to have that connection, right? BT's an enormous the Jets fan. He grew up near the Jets.
Especially when they played at Shea. About 11 miles from where he grew up.
So I was a Redskins fan, but I wasn't like diehard. I mean, they were five hours away. Yeah. It's not like I was going to a game.
You went to one, though. Remember, tell us that story. You were on
the Browns.
Yeah, your mom dropped you off, right?
No, my aunt.
Your aunt.
My aunt Sharon dropped me off. We sat like four rows back. I don't know how she got the seats, but it was awesome.
Did you think? Because when I used to go to the Garden and see Ewing, I'm like, I'm going to be on that court someday. Yeah. As crazy as that sounds now. Did you guys you were 11?
We were probably a little bit, we were probably like 14 or 15.
Were you beginning to think, hey, I can.
Oh, yeah, we were good. We were good in junior high. Yeah. Hadn't been to high school yet.
Okay.
But we knew we were good athletes.
Yeah.
So
you had a puncher's chance.
Kind of like, man, that'd be cool to be down there.
Oh, man, that's awesome. But, I mean, back to the story here, it's like.
I don't mind it.
I think
you have to have it, be honest with you.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, like trying to watch an R-rated comedy on TBS with the words bleeped out.
Yeah.
It's not that funny.
No, you're right.
I mean, you know, just try to watch old school.
Dude, it is what it is.
Colorful
language sometimes makes it what it is.
Yeah. I also think we have to keep in mind that we are, I mean, you could walk out your front door. I mean, you literally live in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. 3 miles from Manhattan at this point, although we'll move, you know, within a year for sure. But I could walk out of our place and because it's a condo unit, and I can get splashed with this puddle, I don't know, whatever, or slip on ice and somebody records it.
Yeah.
Not because I'm a public figure, so to speak, but just because I'm a clown who got wet or fell, and it could go viral. I mean, I think anytime you leave your house, you've got to understand that whatever you do could go viral. Yeah. That's just the world we live in. And I'll say this before we get the other, and certainly if you had anything else to add, by all means, before we get to ACK here, I look at this image and I'm holding this up and I got a little scribble on my sheet here, but the picture of, is that Northwestern? Yeah, that's the North, no, that's, yeah, that's Northwestern Gonzaga. So that's last year, right? And this poor kid going hysterical, he's probably 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean this in all sincerity from the bottom of my heart. My little guy's 3. If my son ever cares about a team as much as this kid does, I will be so warm and so happy and so
proud. And proud of him.
100%.
You're right, because you care.
Yeah, and then I'll tell them if they make funny in the schoolyard, go beat their ass. Hey, listen, but that's the part that's unfortunate.
You're right. Never start a fight, but never run away from one.
Well, of course, absolutely. But even like something that's so pure and so joyous and so awesome as this.
Agreed.
This poor kid's going to walk into school and get heckled?
No.
Kids are merciless.
He shouldn't.
But kids are merciless.
That's real emotion.
True. All right, let's get the update from ACK. What do we have coming up here? Was it 4:32? So we get we got football at the 40s after that. Chipper Jones coming up next hour. And finally, some clarification on a catch. First down. ACK's update right now.
This week on my podcast, Tiki's Barbershop, sponsored by Geico, I spoke with my former University of Virginia understudy, now actor, Thomas Jones. Had a great career, even here with the Jets. Rushed for 1,000 yards 3 years in a row. Go to iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify to download the podcast. And great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
He was a beast, no doubt. He was a beast.
He was.
Good player, Thomas Jones, Tiki and Tierney. You got to get him on the show here.
We are.
You know?
When he comes in, and sometime in the summer, we'll have him on air.
Okay, get him in studio?
Get him in studio, some project that he's working on. He couldn't tell me about it, but...
Whenever, I didn't even tell you the air.
Oh, he did off the air. But when he comes in, he'll tell us about it.
Gotcha. Is he still rocking the guns?
Dude, he was jacked.
He really was jacked. He was frighteningly jacked. He was big. Oh, man. I just didn't have that body, dude. You either have it or you don't.
It's genetics.
It really is.
Sometimes it's about working hard, but sometimes you can even work really hard, go to the gym every day, and you're just not going to get – you'll get big.
Yeah.
But Thomas was, like, ripped.
Yeah.
Like, every muscle defined.
Oh, my God.
Arms, you know. His hands are defined.
Yeah.
He's one of those type of guys.
He was
it's
a really
like Adrian
good player,
Peterson.
Too.
Adrian AP. Peterson is built like that.
Yeah. AP's out. He's still unsigned, right?
Still unsigned.
I think it might be over for AP. Might be over. You ready for a little football at the 40s, Teak?
Let's get some.
Let's go. All right, Teak, first up, there's a lot of things to plow through, so we hit them, including Ricky Williams into an interesting new
Ricky.
Venture.
Ricky. Pretty Ricky.
Got a nickel bag there, Rick. former players charging that the NFL is obstructing the concussion settlement.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Let me take away from this.
This is not... This isn't about concussions. This is about these are about players that have early onset of dementia. So they start to have these issues. They send their claims into the court-ordered administrator, and a lot of these are getting denied because it's about proof. How do you prove that you have dementia, that you're forgetting things, that all these things are going on? But there's a class, class action against the NFL saying that they're obstructing this. The NFL is denying it, though, by saying we don't have any – we're not the administrators of this class, this millions of dollars we're putting in the suit. It's not us that's administering it. It's a third party that's administering it. So it's by necessity, it has to be that way.
Well, it's easy to prove. Are they telling the truth?
The NFL is telling
the
truth.
That's what I'm saying.
The question is, why aren't these players getting the benefits that they were negotiated?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it comes down to the burden of proof is solely on the player. Like, so if I showed up, 10 years I played in the National Football League, said, you know, I'm starting to forget things. I need my whatever the number is, $50,000, $100,000.
Uh-huh.
Then I have to go prove that to this group that's clearing it. And it's not as easy to do as it may sound.
Well, you can get a battery of tests. I mean, you might not have health insurance to pay for that battery.
And that's a lot of the problem. You know, a lot of these guys, they've lost their health insurance. They're not employed, so they can't get it through their employer. Even if they, you know, were removed, if they're now, some of these guys are 20 years removed from
Mark
the league.
Mark Gastineau, former Jets star from the SAC Exchange.
Some of these guys are so far removed from the league, there's no resource for them.
Yeah,
and so this is their only hope, but they're getting denied at the door.
Just hook them up, NFL. Will you do the right thing? You're taking a little leap of faith and the dots aren't fully connected, do the right thing.
Yeah.
5 years after you retire, that's when the benefits expire?
5 years plus 18 months because you have COBRA.
Okay.
And then after that, you're on your own.
Oh, that's a long time to live without any health insurance if you don't have great direction or health.
Or another job.
Man.
Full-time. Full-time job.
True. All right. This is a scary video. TMZ had this first. Bills wide receiver Zay Jones caught on video naked, acting absolutely crazy, and trying to jump out of a 30-story window, and you saw the damage that he did to the window. You saw the blood on the carpet, on the walls. It looked like a crime scene. I mean, my guess is synthetic marijuana,
ugly. It has to be because his pants are on the floor. He's sitting there arguing with his brother, Caleb Jones, who is a defensive back for – who's he play for? I think the Bengals. Bengals?
No, I don't think it's
he's
the
with
Bengals.
He's with the Vikings. He's with the Vikings.
Yep.
And they're in a hotel. Someone's taking a video of this through the peephole of their apartment because they're in a hallway of an apartment. Right. And he's just going crazy. Runs one way, runs the other way, jumps by his girlfriend. A girl screams. And next thing you know, you can see them concerned because that's when he's trying to jump through the window. Ultimately, he kicked his way through a window and tried to crawl out of it. And there's just blood all over the place. He's now in a mental ward at
institution.
LA. I think he's in jail, but he's in a mental facility at a jail because something was clearly wrong with him. And obviously the Bills now have a decision to make on what to do about this.
Shouldn't be a very hard decision. I mean, you start with, you probably have to check yourself. And it's one thing to get suspended, but just for the man's life, that is some scary, violent That is a that's a complete lack of control of your actions.
Right.
That's frightening.
Trying to kill yourself. Trying to jump out of a 30-story William.
What if he's on the street right now? I mean, talk about being a danger to himself.
Yeah.
What if he's on the street doing this?
I agree.
Or behind the wheel, God forbid.
I agree.
I mean, that is just, that is really sobering stuff right there. Wow. Man, this was pretty sobering as well. We saw this, what was it, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, roughly. Jonathan Martin, the whole really just painfully alarming, frightening post on Instagram with weapons and the hashtag of his high school. And he tagged a few of his former teammates. We know he was involved in the bully scandal. And Jonathan Martin has pled not guilty to 4 felonies.
That's insane.
Felonies.
Yeah.
He got hit with.
Yeah, he got hit with a bunch of them, including a threatening, posting a threatening image. I forget what the other ones were, but you worry about his mental psyche. I think these questions came up when he was playing, and I don't want to be quick and just say this is a CTE type thing because I don't believe it is. But he's clearly damaged, mm-hmm. or thinking about the damage that was done to him while he was a player, and it's making him make bad decisions. He needs to get help. I feel for him, honestly. You know, when this whole bullying thing was going on, it was you kind of were on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we're on his side for completely different reasons. He needs some help, and not he needs to find his way again.
Well,
right now
it
feels like he's lost.
Certainly would co-sign that, but we're really on his side now because we're on, at the end of the day, our side.
Yeah,
and when you post something like that,
you're right.
We're more, I mean, no disrespect to Jonathan Martin, we're more worried about us at that point than we are you.
Yeah, it was weird when he first posted this thing on Instagram with a gun in his high school and said, you know, the hashtag, when kids get bullied, they basically don't have any choices. And this was a choice. It's like, are you informing them or are you threatening? It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
totally.
How to take it.
Totally. You construe it as he's inferring that he's about to lose,
right.
You know, get you know, payback or whatever for being bullied on somebody who didn't do anything to him.
Or to say that he was, I understand what these kids are going through.
It's one way to interpret it as well.
But it was ambiguous at best.
But even to post that, even if the intention was the latter, that, you know, I can empathize with others.
Yeah.
I mean, I get corrected on this all the time. Yeah. I'm not a gun guy at all. I don't know if they're assault weapons, rifles, whatever the proper terminology is. I'm sure somebody's going to correct me on Twitter, and please do. Whatever they're called, the 4 or 5 weapons on the gun, on the bed, to post that, you're not stable.
Yeah.
You just, you know that there's going to be kickback. That's, wow, this is a really somber football
in
the 40s.
Thanks,
man, anything football related. You know, let's give you one football-related one here. How about Marshawn Lynch restructuring his deal to stay with the Raiders?
He wants to stay out the Bay Area.
He better restructure. He didn't do a whole lot last year.
He wants to see him close it out, right? How many more years do they have before they leave?
Two?
Two more? Oh, he's not going to close it out.
No.
But anyways, he wants to finish his career as a Raider in his hometown. And this is good. Look, they just signed Doug Martin as well, which is, I mean, maybe a questionable signing.
It's worth the risk of kicking the tires.
It's not a ton of money.
No.
And Doug Martin had some good years, and then he went through some issues. Health, one, and then Adderall, I think it was. He was suspended at the beginning of the year for
First four games. I think the Patriots game that Thursday night was his first game back.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Remember that?
So he's had some issues, but Doug Martin's a good player. And I know he's getting a little bit older. He's 29 years old when the season starts. But there's not a ton of wear on him.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Last year, when he came back, he got some burn, but it wasn't like he was getting 30 carries a game like he was early in his career. So there could be something left with both of these two guys. So Marshawn restructuring his deal helps them get some help for Marshawn should he feel old.
I think they're the worst team in the division.
Really?
I do.
Again?
Yeah.
You predicted that last year.
I was almost where they finished third, right?
Worse than the Broncos?
I mean, Broncos, if they have a functional quarterback, mm-hmm. Broncos, even though they lost a few guys on defense, I get that.
Yeah.
They could still draft somebody where they number 5 in the draft. I don't know that Elway's set yet on quarterback.
They kind of need some defensive help now, too. Talib is gone. T.J. Ward left last year.
Raiders weren't very good last year.
You're right.
They were not very good. Now, new receivers and Jordy Nelson. Man, you know, I'm going to have to look at the roster top to bottom. I guess what I'm really saying is, number one, I know they're not better than talent-wise, the Chargers and the Chiefs. I'll say that with confidence.
100% agree.
But I'm also not so sure if John Gruden, it's a great story, it's cool, and it's going to be good to have Chucky back on the bench.
He's got a lot to prove.
He's got a lot to get away from the game a long time.
Especially when you start talking about, I want to take the game to 1998, and I'm not using advanced analytics. I think he's just tongue-in-cheek saying those things. But the game's changed a lot since the last time he coached.
And I don't think Marshawn's got a lot left. That'll certainly stand by.
Yeah.
Okay, NFL players begin an advocacy campaign for social justice issues. I'm a little confused by this. Begin?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that
I think they're formalizing what they were started with the protest and the discussions that they had with the NFL. Remember the NFL committed, what was the number? 98 million, I believe it was. It was just under 100 million that the NFL committed to social issues, that were championed by the NFL players.
A lot of people thought it was not enough.
Agreed. And so now they're just formalizing this. And I think it's a good call. I think it's the right move. And it's a way to hopefully take this protest movement, this in-game protest movement, into something that's real and tangible and shows results somewhere else other than in the ire or the championing of what they're doing on the field.
I guess the short way, from my point of view, is that they will go, it will be current players, it will be former prominent players, they will go to various cities.
Yeah.
And have conversations with prominent decision makers and lawmakers.
Which
and you know what?
Which is the best way to do it.
That's how you start change.
You're right.
You know, don't tweet it, get in the room and talk.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Good. Ricky Williams starts a brand of marijuana-based products. Man, this guy loves his Chiba, doesn't he? Been smoking for decades.
Sweet.
He likes
Chiba.
To smoke it. He likes to blaze it. Ricky Williams, the thing about Ricky, and remember when he would do his interviews with his mask? I mean, he had an aversion to speaking
social anxiety disorder?
Social disorder. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of his marijuana tendencies or whatever usage is
to chill
was used to circumvent that, to help him get through it. He's also a strong believer in the benefits of marijuana. Ricky Williams, he's monetizing weed.
Real wellness by Ricky Williams is what it's called. He'll be selling cannabis salves, some tonics, some vape cartridges.
He has gummies coming out, too.
Starting out in California. So there'll be brownies and everything else. You've been to Amsterdam. You know what it's like.
I haven't been to Amsterdam.
Really?
No, I haven't been.
You got to go.
Well, I missed
the boat. Don't partake, but just go.
Well, if I go to Amsterdam, I'm going to partake. I mean, I got no problem saying that.
I mean, we're on air. We're on air. I'm just telling you. No,
listen. I keep it real. If I go to Amsterdam, I'm going to look at the menu, and I'm probably going to smoke something. In Amsterdam, of course I am. So are you.
I've already been.
Don't be a wuss.
I've already been. I've already gone.
Here's the thing, though. I would never go at this age with my boys to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'd have to, and the kids are so young. When are Jen and I just going to get to Amsterdam?
That's a good
to
point.
To even look at a menu
that's
like that.
That's a very good point.
Maybe we'll have to go to Colorado instead.
There is a lot to do in Amsterdam other than that.
Of course. Of course.
Museums and Frank's
house. No question about it.
Biking. There's a ton to do.
Sure.
And in the winter, you can speed skate on the canals.
I'm not a good skater.
Katie Kirk.
I almost got my finger cut off at Central Park.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. I missed it by about an inch when I fell. So Ricky Williams, didn't he open a gym where you can smoke weed in the gym? Wasn't that his first endeavor? Yeah. I saw some real sports. I saw that.
How does that even make sense?
It's for people who love to smoke weed and can do so in any setting. And not
like lift weights?
Yeah, like just function normally.
I'm going to go for a 5-mile jog on the treadmill and smoke a blunt.
I guess it's a focus.
Okay.
There's an appeal with focus. I don't know. What do you want me to say? What'd you say? Quote.
Samter just found it. Power Plant Fitness.
Yeah, I told you. I am known as a professional football player. In the last 14 years, I've been educating myself and training as a healthcare practitioner. Let's see. The price range will be from 35 to 70. And as Tiki said, although it doesn't say if he's going to have gummies, he's going to have all the different forms of marijuana, THC. All right. Good for Ricky.
He's had a lot of different jobs.
Ricky, run.
Wasn't he a coach for a little while?
That I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
High school?
High school.
Okay, good. Ricky's a good guy. Smart guy, too. All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Great news, quick way to save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes save 15% or more on car insurance. And by the way, just for the record, I think almost everybody that works at CBS, if they went to Amsterdam, they might open the menu. I think anybody would. Come on.
Of course.
This guy's a nerd over here trying to make me like I'm on an island by myself.
Hey, don't partake.
Disa, what would you do
don't
if you went to
partake.
Amsterdam? You sparking?
I mean, you have to.
Don't
exactly.
partake.
You have to, he says. You got to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.